right now. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, let's bring in Anthony J. and the weather. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Marshall. Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good.
Well, you know, we didn't get any of the rain that people got to the south of us yesterday, but it just started this morning, and I guess we're going to get a lot of rain today, and even the National Weather Service puts us into a marginal risk for a severe thunderstorm.
Yeah, that we looked at a little bit yesterday, and actually I was talking to you-know-who, Pat, yesterday. He got rained on Saturday, but Sunday was okay, but today we are dealing with the rain moving across the area, and right now it's just mostly that, you know, that kind of gloomy, steady rain, not much thunderstorms out there at the moment, but as we go through the day, we could see some thunderstorms develop later this afternoon and tonight, so we'll be watching that. Not a lot of severe weather to be expected, but some gusty winds could move in with those storms later today. And there are flood watches mainly west of our area, but we could see, well, an inch to an inch and a half of rain across parts of the whole listening area today into tonight. So it's just going to be a washout kind of a day, rainy day. We'll see some improvement, though, as we go through the week. This weather system is going to sort of weaken by tomorrow, and we'll still have the chance for thunderstorms, Marshall, tomorrow and Wednesday. The big difference you'll notice is that the cool temps we have now, by this time tomorrow, is going to feel like summer again. As the we'll see readings getting up near 80 Tuesday, Wednesday, and the dew points will be up near 70. So it's going to feel like summer again. So summer is going to come back at us for the next few days. But improving as we go through the week, the sunshine will be increasing by the latter part of the week. I think Thursday and Friday is looking really good around here with slightly above normal temperatures.
So it's going to get humid again?
Yeah, it's going to be feeling more like summertime, I would say, beginning tomorrow into Thursday. And, of course, the other big story you've heard about is Hurricane Florence. What is going on with her?
Well, I, you know, I have two things to say. First of all, I hate the humidity coming back because my house, the wood in my house, the front door finally shut. The screen door finally shuts like it should. My front door finally shuts like it should. And some of that, it's getting better inside the house as well. But I need like a week and a half straight of no humidity to have the wood in my house, which has just been under attack with the humidity.
Oh, wow.
But now, second thing, I'm glad you brought up about Florence, I think, is the hurricane Flo, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, here in good old Connecticut, the TV stations are already bringing it up. It could hit Connecticut. They're doing this ratings grab thing. And whether it hits Connecticut or whether it hits the Northeast or not, is still so far in advance.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And in fact, I can tell you this morning, Marshall, that Florence is not going to hit Connecticut. The latest forecasts are pretty much honing in now to the Carolinas by around Thursday and maybe southern Virginia. So folks down there, and if you have any relatives or friends there, to really keep an eye on it for them. But again, for us, we will not see any effects probably at all from it. I think it's going to just sort of sit down there after it makes landfall and then kind of just, you know, I don't see anything that's going to bring it up here anytime soon at all, or if at all. So that's some good news for us here in New York.
Yeah, that is good
and
news.
And Connecticut.
Not good news for my family that lives in down in the Virginia area, Virginia Beach and Richmond and stuff like that, because they're going to get more rained on.
Yeah, I would say, especially the Norfolk area down there, is probably bracing for some heavy rain and at least tropical storm conditions there beginning later Thursday. And it could last even into Saturday around there. Farther north, say, and you know, Richmond and northern Virginia, probably not as much of an effect up there. But around the coast, it might be pretty bad.
All right, so we'll have to keep it. But that could change, too. Anything could change with hurricanes.
Yeah.
You know, I love looking at all these tracks that they put out there. It looks like somebody's just scribbling on a map. You know, you got a pink track for this one, a red track, a blue track, a green track. It's amazing.
Yeah, all that meteorological mumbo jumbo, you know, that most people can't digest, but of course, on TV these days.
You know, but up here, you know, TV stations want something to talk about, and a possible hurricane. It's something. Oh, hurricane's coming! Hurricane's coming! We get hit in Connecticut by hurricanes, but it's not like the old days. We have pretty much well advanced warning 24 to 36 hours
Oh, yeah.
Nowadays, a warning. So, all right. Well, what else is up? Did you have a good weekend?
I did. I was doing some of the radio on Sunday, and Saturday had a big birthday party for a friend of mine. Actually, that was Friday night, so that was a great time. And the rest of the weekend sort of just recovered, laid low.
Oh, so you didn't watch the big North Korea military parade on TV?
Oh, no, I missed that one.
They kept the missiles out. They didn't put their missiles in the parade this year. And our president said that that was a good step forward. Well, we know they're there. They just didn't include them in the parade.
Right.
Well, anyways, I didn't see that parade. I saw a videotape of it, but I watched. It couldn't have been a worse weekend for me sports-wise. The Yankees lost on Sunday. My New York Football Giants lost on Sunday. Serena lost this weekend.
Oh,
Not
yeah.
only did she lose, she got mad, broke her racket, and stuff like that. So
I heard all about that.
it was a tough sports Sunday for me, as a matter of fact. But you know what? You get up the next day, and well, unfortunately today the sun didn't come up because clouds. But we know it's up there because if
Yeah.
it weren't up there, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah, I am looking forward to the postseason, the Yankees. I'm probably going to go to the wild card game.
Well, only if it's in New
Yeah,
York.
only that's right. Only if it's in.
If they keep
It seems
playing,
like it's always in New York.
I know, but if they keep playing where they're playing, you'd have to travel to Oakland to see it. And I
Oh, that's
know
awful.
Pat
Yeah.
doesn't pay you enough for you to travel to Oakland to go see the Yankees.
Well, yeah, we could always see what happens, but yeah, it seems like it's always here in New York for some reason. But
Yeah, but
if it's in New
well,
York, I'll definitely be there.
all right. Well, you can get tickets.
Yeah.
You know somebody who knows somebody?
Yeah, or you can just go online and grab. I think they're still available. Or there's always available somewhere.
That's right. You're right. You're right. There's always someone who's got tickets for sale.
Right.
All right. Well, all right. So then, when's the first day we'll see sun? Wednesday?
We could see some peaks even tomorrow on Tuesday, but more sun as we go through the week. Wednesday, I would say, and by Thursday, any chance of, I think Thursday we could have a completely dry day. And again, for tomorrow, Wednesday will be better than today. Just those scattered thunderstorms around the area, not the all-day rain.
So Wednesday will be better than today,
Oh, yes.
and Tuesday as well.
Definitely a little better, but that humidity, you'll be feeling that, I'm afraid.
Well, if you have to deal with a little humidity, I guess we have to. But I wish the humidity would stay away so my house would get back to normal. That's all I could say because I hate when the wood swells up like that. It just bothers me to no end. But then
Yeah.
again, I'm 65 and everything bothers me to no end. All right. Well, we will speak to you. Let's see, probably next Monday.
Yes, sir. Yes.
All right. Have a good week, Anthony.
Thanks, Marshall.
Take
Take
care.
care.
Anthony J. This morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.